Welcome to the Cody Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and I'm excited for this episode because, well, it was a couple of weeks ago when I'm recording this. I'm currently recording this on a Friday night on the 28th of July, and what's really exciting is Let's Encrypt. So I've talked about it before. I think it was the first time I talked about it was like episode 50 or something like that back in 2015, and I talked about the kind of the whole model around Let's Encrypt, and also did a video on the YouTube channel about it. And I mentioned that Let's Encrypt doesn't do wildcard certificates, and you know, it's a pretty I'd say it's a pretty common thing to have on websites. Maybe not the kind of like 90%, but there are websites that do require wildcard certificates. Now, you can't do that with Let's Encrypt in its current state. Now, you can just start tacking onto your Let's Encrypt or your certbot command, you know, saying, you know, these particular domains, and just include all the subdomains. And this was something Let's Encrypt wasn't going to support. So it was not going to support wildcard certificates. And I was like, maybe, hopefully one day. It seems to make sense that they would do it. But now they've announced it that they will actually be doing it as of January 2018. So they've got a post here that I've linked in the notes, the show notes for this episode. And I'm just going to read a couple excerpts from the little post. It's very short. It's not massively huge. It basically is titled Wildcard Certificates Coming January 2018. So wildcard certificates are a commonly requested feature, and we understand that there are some use cases where they make HTTPS deployment easier. Our hope is that offering wildcards will help to accelerate the web's progress towards 100% HTTPS. Now, if you didn't know, the idea of Let's Encrypt is basically to create a more secure web. That's the kind of idea behind it, and that's what they're pushing. So that's what the EFF is really trying to make happen with Let's Encrypt. So Let's Encrypt is currently securing 47 million domains via our fully automated DV certificate issuance and management API. This has contributed heavily to the web going from 40% to 58% encrypted page loads since Let's Encrypt service became available in December 2015. So just to finish off that little paragraph, they're saying, if you're excited about wildcard availability and our mission to get to 100% encrypted web, we ask that you contribute to our summer fundraising campaign. There's a link to that in this article, which I'll, again, as I said, I have linked in the show notes for this episode. So basically, a wildcard certificate can secure any number of subdomains of a base domain. So think about example.com. You could have www.example.com, dev.example.com, etc. So that basically just allows administrators to use a single certificate and key pair for a domain and all of its subdomains, which can make HTTPS deployment significantly easier. So think about Heroku having all their kind of like Heroku app domains. They could secure that with one single certificate. So really, really nice there. So what they're saying here is wildcard certificates will be offered free of charge via our upcoming Acme version 2 API endpoint. We will initially only support base domain validation via DNS for wildcard certificates. So that's probably a little gotcha there you've got to know about depending on how your setup is with your domains, but may explore additional validation options over time. We encourage people to ask questions they might have about wildcard certificate support on our community forums. So I'm really, really excited about this release. This is something that I hoped would come, and it made sense that it would come, but they did specifically say that it wasn't going to happen, but they've changed their mind now just because of the sheer amount of people asking. I'm assuming they're saying that it is the commonly requested feature. And there are some good use cases for it, which I agree. So it's really nice to see that's happening. I'd really love to know your thoughts. How are you getting around this at the moment? Like, are you using Let's Encrypt? Did you end up just going and buying a wildcard certificate from a certificate authority? Or are you doing some kind of magic behind the Let's Encrypt command just to add new certificates on the fly or what? I'd really love to know. You can send through a comment to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com or leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Now, if you're listening to this through iTunes or some other kind of podcast, I'd really appreciate if you leave a rating and review in iTunes. That'd be awesome. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can leave a comment in the comment section below. I'd really appreciate a like if you enjoyed this episode. And also, subscribe would be awesome as well. I think last I checked, it was just over 50 subscribers, and it's growing, and it's really great. Again, video content is coming. It's just been kind of pushed back due to workload. But if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, please do check it out. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.